Hello, this is John Higgins speaking. I am narrating the abridged MP3 file for Song of the Immortal Youth Part 1. Without a narration, it would be difficult to know what was removed and what was not, and where the various passages occur in the score. To begin, you hear the music up to measure 26 on page 3. This establishes the theme and style of the piece. In the text, there is always a descriptive phrase followed by a phrase that begins, "Rejoice, this is dot dot dot." I call this a couplet. Each couplet has similar words and similar music, but are not exactly the same each time. This form continues throughout the piece. Skip now to measure 172 at the bottom of page 9. Here the time signature goes to 3-4, and there is variation in the phrasing of the text and hence in the music. The treble voices end the section with a flourish at measure 241 on page 11. Skip now to measure 296 on page 13. This short section presents some word painting in the music.
Oh.
A soprano solo starts the next section at measure 411 on page 17. The music moves into a new key partway through, which is noted by accidentals in the score. At measure 497 on page 20, one hears the effect of the key change more fully in the couplets. The time signature moves back to 4/4. Skip now to measure 548 at the bottom of page 22, and the piece comes to its conclusion.